A wealth of information for managing your money. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Toys R Us is coming to the supermarket. While ugly produce is not necessarily a bad thing, let's get an update on what's happening in the grocery aisle from Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. Phil, welcome back to the program. Let's talk about the Toys R Us merging with your grocery store. Who's doing this and how is it going to look?
Well, Rob, it's brilliant. It's one of the smartest things that I've heard all year. We all know that Toys R Us went out of business, so Kroger stepped up, and they decided to put, for Christmas only, Toys R Us departments in the Kroger store. They'll also be selling things online. But it is so smart, because keep in mind that a lot of people are still going to buy toys. Not everybody has a Walmart nearby, and not everybody wants to shop at Walmart. So this is really a great avenue for Kroger to expand its horizons. A lot of grocery stores have gone into grocerants. We've talked about that before, full-service restaurants in clothing. Hy-Vee has a separate clothing department. So this, in my opinion, it's only going to be in 600 stores, but I've got to tell you, this to me is a test. If this works, we might see a Toys R Us department in every Kroger eventually.
And Kroger is also busy at the aisle where there is ugly produce. Do you want to explain that to us?
Sure, Chris. You know, the problem that we've got with any natural food is, you know, it's natural. So for years, grocers would say, you know, if this apple isn't perfect, I'm not going to sell it, even though it's high quality, it's tasty and the like. And a lot of the natural grocers, especially Whole Foods and some of the others, have been selling quote-unquote ugly produce for years. These are products that might have little blemishes, but they're perfectly safe. Sometimes they're even tastier. And in fact, in Australia, there's one retailer that has a basket of ugly produce for kids. And the kids can just go and take it and eat it while they're going throughout the store instead of going to the bakery and getting a free cookie. So Kroger is the first retailer really to brand this. They're calling it Peculiar Picks. I'm not sure I love the name, but basically what you're going to see is you're going to see produce that is less expensive, still high quality, might not have the perfect appearance, and it not only, you know, is going to sell more produce to more people at lower prices, but also it prevents waste, because a lot of these other produce items that might not be perfect winds up some in food service operations, but otherwise just thrown out. So it's a perfect mix, again, for Kroger, whether it was toys or ugly produce, to really come full circle to help save the planet, eliminate food waste. Food waste is about 40% of all food consumed here in the U.S., and, you know, offer produce at a discount to a lot of people who might not be able to afford it.
I can hear it now, the Peculiar Pick Prickly Pear. Thank you, Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles.